This is Retire South Shore Radio, a weekly program designed to educate you on all your retirement options and introduce you to Mark Rolette, founder of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Retirement services and real-world retirement solutions. Looking at the whole picture, to design a complete strategy, including retirement planning, Medicare decisions, and legal documents. Now, here's Mark Rolette and your host, Jordan Rich.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Retire South Shore Radio. This is Jordan Rich, and with me, of course, is Mark Rolette, the founder and president of South Shore Retirement Services. But quite frankly, we don't really care about you at the moment. It's because we have a special guest who I promoted last week, actually for 2 weeks. This is the lovely Reese Rolette. Hi, Reese. How are you?
Good. How are you?
How are you doing in all this stuff? You've been home a lot. You got the dogs in school. How are you making out?
I don't like it.
Getting a little bored?
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets to be tough. Has Dad been a lot of fun to have around?
Well, he's doing work.
He's doing work a lot, which is
fun. But we do hang out. We do bike riding together.
Really? That's nice. Mark, you promised to, she looks very healthy and happy.
Yeah, she's been keeping herself entertained. She's got her trampoline at the back, which has been getting a lot of use. She's been trying as much as possible. I suppose it's difficult to, be isolated as much as she is and her sisters are, and they tend to butt heads a little bit, right?
They're annoying.
They're annoying. They're annoying, of course. Mm-hmm. I just have one question that kind of relates to what your dad and I do here. And that is, we have a lot of people who listen who are grandparents, including me. I'm a grandpa, believe it or not. Do you get a chance to see grandparents and other relatives from around the... Really?
They come over sometimes. We eat dinner in the garage.
Oh, that's very, very good. That's good social distancing.
Yeah, we set the garage up and we put tables up.
That's great. And what about your relatives in Ireland? Have you had a chance to say hello to them on Zoom?
Yeah, I FaceTime my close one that's almost my age. We FaceTime each other.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, Reese, it's
cyber playing, right?
And then he talks to his sister.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Anything you'd like to say before we start talking serious stuff with your dad about any advice for people during this time where we have to stay home a lot? Any good advice before?
Wash your hands.
Coming from you, I think that's a great piece of advice. Wash your hands.
Simple as that.
That's
wash
perfect.
Your hands.
Nice to see you, Reese. A real pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you,
see you later.
Have a great rest of the day, okay?
Okay. You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh, she's sweet. She's terrific. We promised a visit, and there you go. Great job. Great job. You've raised some great kids. Of course, your wife deserves all the credit. But
absolutely.
Well, let's get to the matter at hand. You just had a webinar, and it went very well, and people are really enjoying the opportunity to ask questions and connect. What was the takeaway from you on that webinar?
As we've talked about for years, we've primarily done seminars, face-to-face seminars, and obviously that's not something that's able to be, continue for the moment anyway. We hope to get back to it at some point. So we've been doing a lot of webinars, which is challenging. It's different. It's not very, not a lot of interaction between me and the webinar attendees, but we have got some really good feedback. After the webinars, we do them primarily on taxes and retirement. We are going to start doing another webinar in the next week or so about just the impact on retirement from as a result of the stimulus money that came out, because obviously that has to get paid back. But the taxes and retirement one, it's been great. We've had probably 60 people per event. People have, things are crazy at the moment and things are probably not over yet, but people still have the same questions. They're asking about, what should I be doing when I go into retirement? There's two schools of thought here. Sometimes people say, well, geez, you're going to go into retirement, you're going to be paying more taxes than you were before. That's not necessarily always the case. A lot of the time people are in lower tax brackets when they go into retirement. I have multiple clients that are making, you know, more than $100,000 a year, but they don't need that to live on. I mean, as you get to the, you know, the later stages in life, when you start to, you know, think about retirement, you have less debt, your kids are probably gone through college, you know, so your expenses aren't quite as high some of the time. So you can actually find yourself in a lower tax bracket. There's also many different types of retirement accounts. You know, people think retirement account, they think 401k, right? That's the one that jumps out straight away. But people have different types of tax qualifications of accounts. Roth IRAs, which is a tax-free vehicle. People have straight investment accounts that are not, you know, income taxable to a certain degree. People have bank accounts. People have pension plans. And obviously, lots of people have Social Security. So depending on the, I guess, the spend down pyramid will determine how your taxes are actually impacted. And part of, we always talk about the team, part of our team is the CPA firm in Marshfield that we've aligned with, Pinkham CPAs. So we can tell clients before they pull the trigger what the tax implications are going to be, because I don't give tax advice, but they do. So they won't have to, I guess, make costly decisions that they can't reverse.
That is a very valuable tool in the toolkit, because at this point, we know that July is the target date now, July 15th, I guess,
for
taxes. It's easy to forget, April 15th came and went, but there is a tax bill due, and there are a lot of implications. So that's a great, great piece in your arsenal.
Yeah. You know, when you start looking at taxes in retirement, it's not just getting your tax return filed. It's, you know, people, I have an example here. So somebody who's got a $50,000 a year income need, right? Let's say they're a single person and they need $50,000 a year before taxes. $50,000 a year under the current tax rules puts you into a 22% tax bracket, right? So people in their minds are thinking 22% of my money is going to be gone to taxes. It's not actually true. Your effective tax rate, because there's different brackets for taxes, is only 14%. So it's really only the money that's over $40,125, mm-hmm. throwing lots of numbers out, but only that $40,000 plus amount, so around $10,000, is subject to the 22%. The rest of it is subject to about 12%. So one of the ways, there's strategies a person could use while they're still working, is maybe fund your retirement account, because it kind of comes off the top. Now you're getting a tax deduction. You put $10,000 into your 401k plan if it's feasible for you. Now you've dropped yourself down into a lower effective tax bracket. So there's a lot of things that we do that are not only, you know, trying to help people right. reduce tax in retirement. It's trying to be, you know, having forward thinking to ultimately reduce your tax liability before you actually have to retire.
And taking a look at the demographics of those folks who attended the webinar, I mean, there are people who are in retirement already, and there are many of them who are not. They're thinking about it. They're getting close. And I think the key element there is your retirement planning doesn't end when you retire. It sometimes continues, and there are tweaks along the way, particularly with what's going on in society.
Absolutely. I mean, there's lots of things that you've got to consider. I talked to a gentleman earlier on today who was talking about relocating just to be closer to his children. His children live down south, and they're all from Massachusetts. Just for whatever reason, they've all moved to the same state down south. So he's talking about maybe relocating there. And we just started talking about the tax implications of doing something like that. But there's a lot of our clients that move, and they're moving to tax-free states to a certain degree. I mean, everyone pays the federal, but, you know, there's multiple states, Florida, New Hampshire, Alaska, Nevada, South Dakota, Texas, Wyoming, Washington, and Tennessee that don't have any state income taxes. So that can have an impact on you. So I think, you know, people are looking at their 401ks, looking at their, you know, how much money they're making, and wondering if they can afford to retire. And when you start, like, hashing out how the income plays out, where the income should come from, and what's the tax implications of doing that, you might actually end up having more money than you thought you were going to have in the end of the day in your bank account.
Well, you make a great point. When people move, relocate to other parts of the country, coming from here, we're in Boston, New England, they realize, oh my God, the cost of living might just be a lot easier to handle, not to mention property taxes. I mean, there are all kinds of implications. So one of the things that we talk about is getting a good grip on what you have and where it is coming from and how it will affect you. And that's where you and people on your team come in. You can put that in perspective very clearly.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole holistic approach to retirement planning, right? Is to be able to look at it from an impartial point of view and have not one size fitting all. Unfortunately, there's lots of in advisory firms out there that one size fits all and everyone gets the same strategy. And that's not how the real world works. So while I think it's really important to have some sort of basis and guarantee to a certain level of how much of your income is going to come out on a monthly basis and be not affected by the downturns of the market, people still want to have growth, right? They still want to have money in the market. There's nothing wrong with that. So I have a relationship with Brian Galligan. He's a registered investment advisor through Marshall Wealth Management. That, you know, from our office, we'll sit down with clients and review the overall big picture of where they're at from a financial standpoint and try to get that whole balanced approach in place. Because obviously the core of our business is the money side of things. But there's a lot of other things that have to be addressed when you're thinking about retirement. You're thinking about your estate plan, and Bill Caldwell has been a wonderful resource in our office for many, many years, offering low-cost legal work to clients. That 399 package, we're still able to do that through the coronavirus. I don't know if you saw our post on Facebook last week. We had clients come in for a signing. Everyone was masked up. Bill was on a Zoom call, went through the legal signing and got their estate plan squared away because they wanted to do it now. And people are nervous about it. We have a lot of people asking about life insurance at the moment because it's become increasingly more difficult to get life insurance with this COVID-19 going around. And people are worried, quite honestly. They want us to review their existing insurance policies to make sure that they're still healthy, because you could be perfectly healthy, unfortunately, one day and then get this virus. And I have lots of friends that are nurses and they just tell us all the bad stories about what's happening.
Yeah.
So people are nervous about that. So they want to make sure that, you know, T's are crossed and I's are dotted, and take care of their health insurance. Stu Millard is our Medicare specialist, and he's been great through this whole thing, helping clients figure out what they want to do, especially clients that are thinking about relocating to another state. Do they have to change something up with their Medicare supplements? It depends on what state they go to. So all of those things kind of come into play when you're looking at a holistic approach to retirement and estate plan.
In the fight against COVID-19, it's all about the data. It's the same thing here in terms of your future and your present in retirement. It's about data and getting that information cleanly disseminated. That's what Mark and his team do. Let me give the phone number, because along with the webinar, along with our radio show and Facebook, there is that direct constant contact on the phone, 781-277-4308. Don't be shy about calling, because even if someone's not available at the moment, you'll get an answer back very quickly. 781-277-4308. So we'll come back and continue to talk about some of the tax implications, talk about how you communicate with your clients and soon-to-be clients in this very strange but very real new era. You're listening to Retire South Shore Radio. Again, the number to call is 781-277-4308, and we'll be right back.
More solid, practical advice about retirement is coming up. You're listening to Retire South Shore Radio. For more, visit RetireSouthShore.com.
Hello, this is Jordan Rich with an important message. During this critical time of social distancing, I want you to know that Mark Rolette and his team at South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham, they're doing everything possible to stay connected, online or by phone, to handle any concerns about your retirement plan. When it comes to your retirement, South Shore Retirement Services has your best interests at heart, every step of the way. Their prime objective has always been simple, ensuring that you won't have to worry about running out of money in retirement. And during the current pandemic, that objective still holds true. With the proper plan in place, you won't have to worry about running out of money. Call 781-277-4308 and expect a prompt reply. That's 781-277-4308. Virtual meetings are available, and you'll find much more helpful info at RetireSouthShore.com. That's RetireSouthShore.com. Again, the number to call, 781-277-4308. 781-277-4308.
Coming up, more unique solutions to ensure your successful retirement. This is Retire South Shore Radio. Visit RetireSouthShore.com for a free consultation.
Welcome. This is part two of our program today, Retire South Shore Radio. This is Jordan Rich along with Mark Rillette, the founder and president of South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham, Massachusetts. On the South Shore, of course, Mark is well known as a fine business entrepreneur and somebody who helps a lot of folks. And occasionally we do the show with you at home. I think today you might be at home.
Sometimes, I am.
Yeah, I could tell. You're
because of my co-host.
That's right. Your co-host is. We had the pleasure of having Reese join us, and she was delightful. And it's important to remember that it's all about family at this time. And that brings us to where we started our discussion on the present and future for retirees. And people are concerned about their family and their legacy more than ever, perhaps now. And that's one of the big factors here. Where is our money? Our money, is it safe? Is it going to grow? And is it going to be there for other generations?
Well, one of the things that I was speaking to a client about a few hours ago was just that, was legacy and leaving money to the next generation. Most people, you know, not everyone, but most people have their largest liquid investments, meaning their largest assets besides their homes, is their retirement account, like a 401k or a 403b or an IRA or pre-tax account. And they've changed a lot of the tax rules regarding IRAs at the beginning of this year, actually the end of last year. It's called the Secure Act that came out. And one of the major changes in that was they're no longer going to allow what they call inherited IRAs or stretch IRAs. They don't exist anymore. And what that was you basically, you have, let's say, $500,000 in your 401k, you pass away, and let's say you're leaving it to your two children, and both of your children are 45 years old when they inherit that money. They used to be able to take their shares and either cash it all out at one time, cash it out over 5 years, or take it out over their life expectancy, which is the stretch provision, which required them to take maybe 1% or so out per year in most cases. So they'd have that money intact of taxes for decades beyond the death of the person who left it to them, allowing them to continue to grow it and grow it and grow it. But that's no more, unfortunately. There's so much money in these retirement accounts, trillions and trillions of dollars, that they want their share of it, right? Mm. The government. Mm. So now the rule is you have to distribute all of the money within 10 years of inheriting that money, with a few exceptions, but for the most part, you have to take that money out within 10 years, which doesn't sound like a big deal, right? I mean, lots of people I've talked to about it, they're like, okay, that's fine, 10 years. But if you think about it, somebody who inherits money tends to be around the age that they're making the maximum amount of money that they've made in their lives in a salary. So to pile on top of that, a large inheritance that's all taxable just might not be the best situation for a person. It might create all sorts of other triggering taxes, negative implications to those people from Medicare and all sorts of things. So we spend a lot of time helping people and counseling them on better ways to pass money on to the next generation using tax efficient and even tax free vehicles. I have a white paper that I'm happy to send out to any of the listeners if they call in or shoot us an email that goes into a lot more detail on the taxes in retirement and the legacy implications. But it is something that, you know, a lot of people are even unaware of. People are starting to know, you know, the 70.5 required minimum distribution where you have to take the money out has now changed to 72. People are understanding that, but not so much understanding inherited IRAs. And it can be, you know, a huge, huge tax bite, even if taxes don't go up. But quite honestly, I mean, taxes are clearly going to go up as time goes by,
yes.
Right?
Yes, absolutely. Well, you bring up a good point. There's been so much info overload in the last 3 months that, quite frankly, when you mentioned the Secure Act, I had trouble remembering exactly when that happened. I mean, I know it happened at the beginning of the year. That was a big deal. We spent 4 or 5 weeks really covering that, and it was swamped in all this other stuff.
Well, completely got overshadowed, right?
Totally. I mean,
the biggest news on the television and radio was Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay, and then all of a sudden, nobody's thinking about that anymore because this flu that, I mean, it still baffles me. It's like we're living in a movie that awful and horrible things have happened before, and something like this has happened before, you know, the Spanish flu,
right.
But to impact the whole world at the same time is just unbelievable.
Of course, it has an additionally forceful impact on people in their later years. There was an article in the Globe as we record this show today about nursing homes in Massachusetts. And I think 80% of nursing homes in Massachusetts have at least 20 fatalities, 80%. And that's, you know, that hits home for people healthy or not so healthy. So talk a little bit with me about what it takes to explain financial issues, but also understand that these are human beings and you really have to be sensitive to fear. And fear is a big portion of the COVID-19 experience.
Yeah, I mean, from our perspective, unfortunately, we've had a few clients that have been affected by the coronavirus, and I've had two clients that have actually passed away as a result of it.
So sorry.
So dealing with their families and helping them, you know, navigate through this crazy time in their lives, whether it's coronavirus or not, losing a loved one is a really obviously a devastating blow to have happen. And the financial burdens, they don't stop. They continue to go on. People are worried about, you know, if I'm going to lose my job or not. People are worried about, you know, the future of Social Security, which is probably a show for another day. But the reality is, 22 million people have signed on for unemployment. That's 22 million people that aren't paying into payroll taxes, and payroll taxes is what funds Social Security. So really the onus of responsibility is on the individuals to make sure that you have a buttoned up retirement strategy that can weather all storms. So, you know, the taxes are obviously critically important to make sure that you have the right spend down pyramid. But if you don't have any money in the first place, well, taxes are irrelevant because you don't have any strategies available because you lost your money. So we've been helping, you know, a lot of clients who've been through either loss from a family, loss from losing a job, loss from just losing money in the market, to make sure that they're able to look at their strategy and say, all right, well, yeah, I took a hit and it didn't feel good, but I can still have the level of income that I need in order to sustain the lifestyle that I want.
So we are still staying with the mantra, if you will. The goal here is not having to worry about money in retirement, even though, Mark, we've seen something we haven't seen in most lifetimes affecting the economy. And that's an important facet to what we're talking about. People should know that, yes, there have been tremendous hits to the economy, but what you've done, I'm talking to the retirees and the soon-to-be's, what you've done is build up a reserve. Now it's time to allocate it appropriately so you have enough money. You don't have to worry.
Exactly. I mean, having a balanced approach to retirement strategy allows you to be in a position that all of our clients are in, that during a situation like a pandemic or a market meltdown or anything that's going to negatively impact the value of your assets, that you have a portion of your money that's protected, that's not losing any money, that you can draw from during a situation like this. And then when things rebound and things start doing better again, you have another pocket of money that you can go into and basically take some chips off the table. Because you're right. I mean, people don't want to have to worry about money in retirement or running out of it anyways. And that's what it boils down to. When people start thinking about this logically, it's not about, I have to make 25% return, or I want to get my 800,000 to a million, or my 300,000 to 500,000, and then I can feel comfortable to retire. It should be more about, my lifestyle costs me $64,000 a year. I need to make sure that I can continue to do the things that I want to do. So what's the path of least resistance to give me that $64,000?
Yeah, we talk often about the things that people want to do in their retirement, leisure, travel, family, moving, legacy, all the things. Now it's time to prioritize, I guess. Prioritize a little more carefully than maybe we would in robust times. But as you say, it doesn't mean that things aren't going to bounce back. Everything bounces back. We've been through the Great Depression, world wars, scourges, I mean, civil war, for crying out loud, and we've come back.
Absolutely. I think that the staying at home and in the, you know, certain isolation, the silver lining here is that it's given people an opportunity to see what their essential expenses actually are. I mean, not to say that I want to go back on vacation. I can't wait to get on an airplane. I can't wait to go to a restaurant or to a bar. But I'm seeing like this is the stuff that I really need financially. And that's the beginning part of putting a retirement strategy or a budget together. So this is what I absolutely have to have. Probably everyone's buying more groceries than they usually would because they're not going out to eat. Right. But beyond that, everything else is, you know, the consistent expenses.
To that end, on the website, retiresouthshore.com, there's that free gap report, which can get you started. I mean, you might want to play on picking up a new hobby. That's a good idea too. But if you really want to focus on your budget, it won't take long. It's a great first step. And when you get together with people, even on Zoom, you can have, with their help providing some documents, you can have a basic outline as to what they have pretty quickly and enable people to see that. Sometimes when you see it, you actually see it on the whiteboard, it really makes sense. It comes to clarity.
Yeah, I mean, we're fortunate that we have all this technology at hand that, you know, people who call from the radio show, we generally jump on a 15-minute telephone call with them and answer any questions that they have, see if it makes sense for us to do a Zoom meeting or even a face-to-face meeting. We're able to maintain social distance, and I'm fortunate enough to have a brother-in-law who's in the medical supply business, so we have many thousands of surgical masks in our office to supply to clients who don't have them, but pretty much everyone has them now. So we're able to have a face-to-face meeting in a safe environment. So we have a lot of flexibility in how we can reach out and meet people and talk to them and help them still formalize or formulate some sort of a plan that will make sure that they go if and when this happens again, because it's probably going to happen again, right? I don't think necessarily a pandemic, but the market's going to go down again, that they're not sitting there saying, oh my gosh, now I'm retired and now I have 30% less money than I had a week and a half ago.
That's a very good point. Let's give that phone number again and remind you that this program, which airs weekends on this fine station, is also available as a podcast. You can download, subscribe, and share it with friends. If you have something that you'd like others to hear and they miss it live, they can absolutely catch the podcast at retiresouthshore.com. And the number is 781-277-4308, 781-277-4308. And before we wrap up, a nice hearty thank you to Carol and Holly for doing an amazing job in the office.
Absolutely, yeah. She's texting me as we speak.
She keeps you on your toes.
They've been great. Carol and Holly have been wonderful. Becky is spearheading our social media, which has been a fantastic. We have been trying to get as much information out to people as possible with white papers and a blog that's going on the website, a podcast that you and I have put together. The team has really circled the wagons during this, and really still being able to function at the level that we're able to function at is a testament to them all.
Information is power. Mark, great to see you. Even greater to see Reese, your lovely daughter. She was fabulous. Yes. Stay well. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thank you, sir.
This radio show may contain concepts that have legal, accounting, and tax implications. It is not intended to provide legal, accounting, tax, or investment advice. By contacting our company, you may be offered information regarding insurance and fixed annuity products. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Retire South Shore Radio, a presentation of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Stay tuned for more real-world retirement solutions. RetireSouthShore.com.